Nothing with her, brother.
I know. But I'm thankful for what the Lord's doing in Brother Gene's life. And I'm thankful for all the young men that God's called out of this church. We got 6 or 7 pastoring, mission field, and that's a blessing. God's blessed us with the ongoing ministry. So if you don't see them around, I'm glad they're out. I'm glad they're not out of church. I'm glad they're just out of this church. God bless you, brother.
Amen. Thank you, brother. It's always a blessing to be home. Amen. There's nothing like preaching at home. It's been a different year for me. We have been in the ministry. This is our 9th year at Faith Promise Baptist Church. Lord has blessed. We've been going through some things that we haven't seen before in our church. And it means we're doing something right. We're seeing people have trials. We're seeing tribulation. We're seeing troubles. We're seeing heart attacks. We're seeing cancer. We're seeing death. Now, when you look at the whole gist of all that, that's pretty depressing. But I thought about my shepherd. Go with me to the 23rd Psalm. May the 21st, the Lord allowed me, He ordered me a heart attack. I woke up on a Thursday morning and had a heart attack. I walked into the hospital and I just thought I had indigestion. But as we went, they told me I was having a heart attack and I was scared. I didn't know what was going on, and I'm in the room. They had put the stent in, the nurses in there. And I start quoting the 23rd Psalm, and she looks at me and she said, "You're a Catholic." And I said, "No, ma'am. I'm born again. I'm a Christian." And she said, "Oh, that's a death psalm. You're not going to die." I said, "No, that's my shepherd's psalm." And I like to look at this morning as the song of my shepherd. And as we read this morning, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Father, Lord, we thank You for Your Word. Father, we thank You for this song, Father, that You have given us to sing to You. Father, what a blessing it is to see that David, when he looked and he saw You here and he wrote this song for You, Lord, he sung of Your presence, of the great, great shepherd. Father, Lord, I need a shepherd today. Father, Lord, I thank You for being my shepherd. I want to praise You, Lord. Father, I love You for the strength that You've given, Lord. I love You for the power that You anoint us, Father. I thank You for the call to preach. Father, Lord, I ask that You'll be with each and every one here today, Lord. Help us to love our shepherd. We thank You for what You're doing, Father. Lord, we thank You for how You work on our hearts, and we thank You for the salvation that only You can give us. Father, Lord, work with us today. Mold us, Father. Lord, we need to meet from You today. Lord, I thank You for being here already. But, Father, I want more of You today. Oh, I need You more. Oh, thank You, Father, for what You're doing. And we praise Your holy name. Amen. But as we look at this, we want to see here this afternoon who the shepherd, who the sheep exalts for a moment. And we look at these 6 verses, and they're very precious to me. And I was quoting them, and I found that funny. That nurse said that to me. But folks, I was getting comfort from the Word of God, and I needed comfort that day. And last night when I was, or this morning when I was dealing with that family, all I could tell them about how good God was. And I didn't understand why their little baby wasn't there no more. I didn't have no answers for them. And one of the nurses, when I walked in, she said, well, here's the preacher. He's got all the answers. I didn't understand. It's hard to stand there, bend over them with as they have their baby in their arms and tell them, I understand why this has happened. I know everything about it. I don't have a clue. And all I can tell them is how good their God's going to be to them. I told the father, I said, Ken, you know the Lord. And he goes, I know that my baby's gone to heaven. I said, yes, he is. You have that. I said, but Ken, he's going to be good to you. He's going to give you grace. And he knows exactly what you're going through. I don't. I've never experienced that. I said, but he has. He lost a son. And his the lights clicked on for a moment with him. And he said, yes, you're right. And I thought about this psalm again, and I talked to him last night about this, and I thought in this first verse here, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I thought about Jehovah Rohi. And I thought about what he was saying, and you see his personality all through this. In verse 1, you also see the Lord is the provider, also Jehovah Jireh. And then in verse 2, you see that the Lord is our peace. And it says that he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the still waters. And then you see also in verse 3, Jehovah Rapha, and the Lord my healer. And there's so many that we see. And in verse 3, also, the Lord is my righteousness. And there's so many that we see here. And what a blessing that is to us. And what a comfort that is to us. And it goes all the way through. In verse 4, the Lord is there. And in verse 5, the Lord is our banner. And the Lord is our sanctifier in verse 5. And then the Lord most high in verse 6. But we see His nature here of all these names. And we said Jehovah Nissi and Jehovah Shammah and all these names that we know. And I don't want to murder their pronunciations. But when we look at this, we see there are many names. And David could have chose any of them, but he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And I thought about why a shepherd? Could it be his gentle care? Could it be how he takes and he molds the sheep? And folks, he draws the sheep. He don't drive the sheep. He brings them to a green pasture. How he provides them with fresh water. Could that be the reason why? And I thought about David for a moment. And as I realized about David for a moment, David was a shepherd. And he knew what a good shepherd was. Sure. Amen. And when we look at the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, do we really know what we are when we look at Him? I believe David was comparing himself to the shepherd. And when he saw himself against the shepherd, he saw something to sing about. Amen. Because he saw one that didn't have feet of clay like he did. He saw one that was everything that he needed. And when I look at Jesus Christ this morning, and when I thought about Him last night, and when I was talking to them, that dear couple last night, all I could see is how great my Jesus was, even in the shadow of this death. Because I thought there's no way they're going to make it through it without the shepherd. And I thought about he's going to give them grace. He's going to extend that to them. He's going to give them that mercy that they need. He's going to provide for them. He's going to cool their nerves, and he's going to calm them. And I thought about how great that he was. And what does the sheep experience? We experience a personal relationship with him. Here, David could have said anything, but he said, my shepherd. Oh, I thought about that. There was a nurse in there last night, and she was trying to be spiritual. And she said, he's a shepherd. Remember that. He's a good shepherd. And I kept waiting. Come on, say he's your shepherd. Folks, when we think about this and we think about our relationship, I want a shepherd who loves me. I want a shepherd who cares for me. Oh, I've got that shepherd. When I was having that heart attack, I had a shepherd that didn't leave me. He took me, he picked me up, he put me around his neck, and he carried me. Oh, if you know anything about shepherds, every once in a while, when a shepherd breaks a bone, what they'll do sometimes, they'll break a backbone in their leg. The shepherd will. A type of correction. And they do this for a reason. The reason is because they take that sheep and they put it around its shoulders and they walk around with it, and that sheep has to depend upon the shepherd for everything. And sometimes what He does to us, He breaks a bone. And He puts us around that neck where we'll depend upon Him for everything. And folks, that takes a personal relationship with Him. Oh, I'm not a sheep that don't know who my shepherd is. I know His voice. I know when He calls. I know when he asks for me. I know when I can sit down at His feet and graze at His feet. I know when He pets me in His lap. So, oh, Brother Gene, you've lost your mind. No, He became real to me. Oh, I had salvation. I knew that I was saved, but I had never experienced the shepherd until that day. And some would say, oh, I don't know. Well, I'd always been healthy. I didn't realize. And then I look at this and I thought about the relationship and how the relationship grows with us, and that we experience this personal thing. And when we look at this verse here, it says that I shall not want in verse 1. It is a psalm of provision. It does not say anything about here that I'm going to need anything. It says, I shall not want. It says that He's going to lead me in such a way that all my needs are taken care of. Everything is sufficient. He's telling us today that if you belong to Him, you don't have to worry. We all do, but we don't have to, because He's in control. What a relationship. You know, I grew up around here, and it's a privilege to have this church as a place to say, I grew up here, amen. I grew up here, and there were some things around here that I could count on, that I didn't have a want for. You know, I heard a man say the other day, well, I used to go to church here, but I can't go there anymore because I don't get fed. I came here, I got fed. I got nervous when they were going to ordain me. And my dad told me, I told Dad, I'm scared they're going to ask me something I don't know. And he said, they probably will. And then he told me, he said, son, remember what you've been taught. And I thought about that. It says in the Word of God that I shall not want. It says that He'll feed me. He's fed me. See, I shouldn't have to want for the knowledge about Him because I have His Word. I shouldn't want about the knowledge in my walk because I have His Word. I have His truth. And I have His training. And I came here and I remember everything that they asked me. I remember sitting under Brother Downs and sitting under Brother Richardson and getting that in church.
Yes, yes.
Now that'll blow some of you Bible school guys out of the water. But I got it in the local church. I got grounded in the church. I shall not want for my doctrine, because my doctrine's correct because I was fed in church. And when we look and we think about that for a moment, He tells us that I shall not want. What a relationship that is. That means that He's going to meet my needs. But there's a tenderness of this. He tells us that He's going to make me lie down in green pastures. He's going to let me go where it's easy. Now, it didn't say that getting to the pasture was going to be easy. It said that He was going to let me lie down every once in a while. He's going to let me rest. All through Scripture, when you look at the Word of God and you look at the children of Israel, whenever they are obedient unto the Lord, He always lets them rest. Folks, a lot of the times, the reason why we struggle, the reason why we beat our heads against the wall, the reason why we go through all the anxiety that we go through is because we're not obedient. Therefore, if we're not obedient, we don't get to the green pasture. We don't get to lay down, because an obedient sheep is following the shepherd to the green pasture. And we have to follow our shepherd. And He will lead us to that pasture. And I thought about that. I thought about that still water for a moment too. You know, sheep don't like running water. The reason why they don't like running water, because they're not built like a dolphin. They got little skinny, sprawny legs, but they got all this wool. When they get up in the water, They go upside down. They're top heavy. Well, think about this. He brings us to the still water. But as Christians, we act like He's bringing us to the stagnant water. That still water means that it's fresh, that it's good, it's calm. But there's an undercurrent, there's a stirring. It's not stagnant. And that's how His Holy Spirit works in us. There's a stirring. And there by the still water, there in the rest, as we're getting our rest by the water, by the Holy Spirit, what are we doing? We're getting replenished. We're getting ready. We're getting our strength back. We're getting ready to be able to follow the shepherd. Oh, this 23rd Psalm becomes more precious every time I read it. When we look at that and we think about the Psalms for a moment, we see how close that it is and this experience that we have, the thoughtfulness of Him. He takes care of our every need. This shepherd, the cool waters. And I think about how great that is for us. And He provides a place of rest for me. But we experience a profound relationship. The good shepherd provides life. Here is the relationship between the human sheep, the human shepherd and the sheep. And the heavenly shepherd and the sheep are different. And move in different directions. The good shepherd gives the sheep something no human can ever give his flock. Our shepherd gives us life. Human shepherd does not give life. Our shepherd births us. Folks, what a shepherd that we have. I think about what He's done. And I thought last night, as I was in that hospital room, I just couldn't see how they were going to make it without Him. And then as I was talking to Ken, he started telling me about how the Lord had already quietened his heart. Now his wife is lost. And he was telling me, he said, I know He's all right. I know that He's provided for him. And I know that He saved him from something that would be a whole lot more wicked here. And I thought, I'm seeing the shepherd birth life. I'm seeing the shepherd give grace. I'm seeing the shepherd give mercy. I'm seeing the shepherd take this one that he is distraught and he's broken up, but I saw hope in a situation that's hopeless. What a shepherd that we have. Oh, I think about what He's done for me and I think about that relationship. And we experience that relationship with Him. He found us dead in trespasses and sin, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1. And He took us and He quickened us and He made us alive. And it says that He restoreth my soul. Now that means that He brought me back. Amen. He brings me back. He brought me back. He restored my fellowship with Him. See, what I like about my shepherd is that He'll leave that 99. And He's came and found me. And when He came and found me, guess what? He picked me up. He put me on them shoulders. He took me back to the green pasture. He would let me down every once in a while, and being like I am, I'd run off a little bit. He'd come and get me, put me back on them shoulders. Draw me back. Get me back to the green pasture. Let me eat a little bit. Put me beside the still waters. Make sure that it's not running. Make sure that I won't drown. Because He knows what I need. He restores me. I believe He combs me out. The cocker barrels, the weeds, the stuff that I've gotten into when I've wandered astray, I believe He takes care of that. I believe He pulls it out. He grooms me. He shows me care. He shows me love. What a profound relationship that is. Folks, most of you here, I don't know all of your testimonies, but what a shepherd that we have. Do you know my shepherd. Oh, I'm not worthy of a shepherd like that. You know, if you lined me up amongst sheep, I wouldn't be a pedigree. I think they call them in Kentucky mutts. I'd be a mutt. But folks, he wasn't worried about my pedigree. He really didn't care whether I came from Hanson or not, just whether or not I came to him. And folks, we have to understand that we have to come to him. We have to listen to him. We have to let him draw us. Oh, sometimes I heard a man the other day, and I don't agree with this. He said, the only time I was ever drawn by the Lord was at salvation. I've never been drawn since. Something's wrong. And he was preaching. That was scary. He said it on radio too. Everybody could hear him. But think about this for a moment. We should be drawn by him every day. And how does he draw us? He calls for us. You know, we know his voice. They say that they only will follow the shepherd's voice. I believe that. But sometimes what happens with us is when we're trying to follow and listen to the shepherd's voice, we lose the shepherd's voice. Things get noisy around us. Things get cluttered around us. We forget to be drawn. We forget to let him restore us. I ask you today, do you need to be restored? Do you need to allow him to let you come to them green pastures again? Do you need to allow him to bring you beside the still water again? Do you need to allow him to restore you and to birth you and to make you live, to quicken you? I don't know about you, but sometimes I'm pretty dead. But he restoreth my soul. Oh, I think about what he does and how he's done it and what a blessing it is. And the shepherd, the good shepherd, he provides a leadership. It says in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." I thought about that for a moment. It says that he gives me a path. Now, when you think about that for a moment, and for some reason, I had never thought of this before. But I personally own a big dog. And as long as that big dog is a shadow, and it's barking and growling and carry on, it don't scare nobody when it's a shadow. But when that dog's in front of you and you're with it one-on-one, you don't like a dog snarling and barking at you, especially when it's a pit bull. That shadow, I started thinking about the shadow of death. It's a shadow. It says shadow. A shadow can't hurt you. All this time when I'm walking through that path with him, sometimes I get my eyes on the shadow and I think the shadow can get me. The shadow can't get us. That shadow can bark at me all at once. That shadow can growl at me all at once, but that shadow can't get me. He gives us a path. He walks us through. Folks, some of you are facing some shadows, but you have a God that has overcome the world. You have one. You have the shepherd that has a rod. You have a shepherd that has a staff. And when we start to venture off that pathway, he takes that staff with that hook on the end of it and he grabs a hold of us and he brings us back gently. And he's got that rod that when the things of the shadow shows up, say the bear shows up or the dog shows up or the wolf shows up, he's got the rod to take that out. Folks, we need that shepherd in our lives. Do you have that shepherd today? Say, oh, this is a preacher's meeting. This is a camp meeting. Of course I've got that shepherd. Do you? Do you act like a sheep? Do you bawl like a sheep? Do you walk like a sheep? Do you follow like a sheep? Or do you act like a goat? Goats will eat anything. They'll eat tin cans. They'll eat cars. They'll eat paint. Eat anything you want. You'll find them in odd places. You'll find them on top of houses, on barns. Goats stink. But the reason why we're beside them pastures and we walk the path that He sends for us is because our diet is important. The diet of the sheep is very important. If the sheep eats the wrong grasses or in the wrong type of field and eats the wrong briars, it'll kill them. It'll cause the wool to start falling out. Folks, what are you eating on the path? Are you eating that Word of God? Are you applying that Word of God? A lot of people, they like to apply. I've got a man right now that I've been counseling, and he knows Bible. He's got it from he knows it from the beginning to the end. He's got it memorized. He can quote it, but he's applied none of it to his heart. He has a wonderful memory. Thy word have I hid in thine heart. Folks, what have we applied? Even us preachers, sometimes we get to a point we think we know what it says, but we don't apply what it says. We need to apply what it says. What a shepherd we have. Do you have that type of relationship with Him? Do you know? See, David is singing a song. All he does, this whole psalm here, is praise the shepherd. Folks, I'm praising my shepherd. He's led me in such a way that without Him, I'd be off a cliff. He's showed me so many things that even though during the time of the church we've been seeing difficulty, you know what? We've seen the shadow, but He's still in control. And we still can hear His voice. We've seen a lot of tribulation. We've got the Lord put on our hearts to start a men's recovery house. So we did that. Things were going good. We were running 100 people on Sunday morning. It was wonderful. It was great. And I say that kind of with a smile on my face. We started that. We started doing everything that we felt that we were supposed to be doing. We saw people start getting saved. And then we started seeing the devil show up. We started seeing them faithful ones that were contributing to the work, that was helping the work, that was teaching in the work, that was financing the work. We saw them all get attacked. There's not been one family that a faithful family in our church has not suffered some type of attack. So what have we done? Well, we still have the recovery house. We're still going to the jails. See, someone asked me the other day, said, "Are you going to try to get the 100 back?" They'll come if it's the Lord's will. But folks, I've got 40 right now. And they want to serve and they want to love Him and they want to follow Him and they want to be led beside the still waters. Folks, that's 40. Are we going after the other ones? Of course we are. But folks, without the shepherd, where will we be led? There are some valleys, there are some shadows. And I've been convinced the best thing that ever happened to our church is when we decided to quit acting like a regular church and start doing something. Amen. It's been good for us. Yep. Some of them that's left don't believe that. But it's been good for us. We've got some people that are maturing, that are building, and it's because of our shepherd. Do you have my shepherd today, Brother Richardson?